Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hello, Houston! Hey, 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 everybody! It's almost time to audience participate once again. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you from a tent right next to Warehouse Live in Houston, Texas. And of course, it's 420-ish. How's law enforcement treating you guys? I'll take that as a no. Not very good. I love this thing. I don't know why it's here. And I don't know why people are on the other side of it watching me and not being able to see me. It's kind of a weird setup. Maybe if I, yeah. Let's make everything a little bit more in the center of the stage. We got these really fancy wireless microphones. So you got to be careful not to drop those. I asked for wired microphones because comedians don't respect expensive microphones. But why would I get what I asked for in advance from a professional festival? That's right, folks. We're at Whatever Fest, where whatever happens, who gives a fuck? Let's just have fun. Got to do some Doug's plugs. Los Angeles, Doug Loves Movies is coming back, of course, as it always does, this Tuesday, November 24th at Meltdown Comics. Wednesday, I'm doing stand-up at San Diego at the American Comedy Company. And Doug Loves Movies is back at the Gramercy Theater in New York City on Sunday, November 29th. DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. Are you guys ready to check out what's in the prize bag? Oh shit, it's a sweet ass prize bag. I've got, you guys aren't gonna believe this. I found this the other day when I was moving all my stuff, and I found this. It's a Star Trek III: The Search for Spock shirt. I could stop there, but why not keep going with more garbage that I don't want anymore? I got a slappy wristband thingy. Yeah. That says house on the end of the street on it. And I tried to give one out last night at Warehouse Live and I accidentally threw it away. Or I threw it and it fell into a crack and nobody could find it. And then I found out today there was a 10-year-old at that show last night. I'm glad I didn't know that while I was on stage. I wouldn't have said a few of those things. And The 10-year-old found the slappy thing after the show and got to keep it as a memento of his first live comedy show. We have got Oh Snap. And it looks like it's a giant rat trap, but it's a thing that you can, grate, cut up cheese with. It's a cheese cutter. Yeah, I flew all the way to Houston with a cheese cutter in my bag. I'm shocked I didn't get flagged for that. Some game called Would You Rather, the ultimate drinking game. Somebody gave me that somewhere. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. A copy of, she's not here today, but screenwriter Diablo Cody wrote a book about being a stripper. I thought, Houston's pretty into strippers. Yeah. It's called Candy Girl, and it's in the prize bag. She won an Oscar after she wrote this. And no schmovies, no more schmovies. Sorry to break it to you. Let's get my guests out here, you guys. It's three regulars on the show that you guys know and love. Please give a big warm welcome to Chris Cubis, TJ Miller, and Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Oh no, already a mic drop. That's how good Wahlberg is. He's already had a mic drop.
Mark Wahlberg drops the mic without even needing to touch it. He just fucking, his presence is a mic drop.
That's how he takes it out of the stand. He just drops it.
That's his opener. Hey. Doesn't need to say anything, just drops the mic. Let's talk to him first, because it looks like he's got something on his mind. Let's have one more round of applause for Mark Wahlberg, everybody.
Yeah. How you guys doing? You doing good? You ready to see me win this fucking shit? Of course you're fucking ready.
What are you doing in Houston, Mark?
I'm here for one reason and one reason only. I'm fucking suiting up for the Texans tomorrow. We're gonna do this shit.
Oh, Invincible!
Fuck yeah, dude. We're making a sequel to Invincible. I'm gonna go back there, I'm gonna beat the shit out of JJ Watt. He's gonna say, play for me, and then we're gonna win the fucking game.
You're actually gonna play with the team?
What's that?
You're gonna play with the team?
No, dude, I'm gonna play by myself. Me against the Jets. And I'm going to win, because fuck New York.
Wow, well, tell my friends that listen to New York, I apologize for that statement.
Not as a city, just as a sports team.
Oh, okay. Let's say hello to also actually performing at this festival all weekend from Austin, Texas. It's Chris Cubis, everybody.
Chris Cubis.
Hey. What's up?
Cubis.
You got shows tonight, tomorrow?
I did one earlier, and then I'm doing a show tomorrow night at 4:20.
Oh,
apparently that's the only time. Nice.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
It's the best time for comedy.
4:20. For sure. I feel like I just do enough shows with you now that all my shows just happen at 4:20.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
That's how it's going to be, and you're going to have to live with it.
It's
you're
fine.
You're going to have to be okay with being off work at 6 o'clock, high out of your mind.
I think I can live with
it's
that.
It's not a bad way to live. And of course, you guys, it's always great to have him back on the show.
In bed by 6:10, TJ Miller! Partying by 4:20, in bed by 6:10 p.m. Falling asleep to reruns of 2020 or some other relevant reference. How are you guys? Thanks for having me in Houston.
Now, you've got a show in this very tent later tonight.
That's right.
At 7 o'clock.
At 7:10 p.m., an hour past my bedtime. I will be performing here in the comedy tent with the two-speaker ratio. You got two speakers to every 50,000 people, so get excited about that. Yeah, absolutely. And barely got here. Doug, thank you for having me. I got delayed. United almost didn't let me get on. So look at my earphones. Where, do those look familiar? Hey, United, do these earbuds, do they look familiar? Because they're yours, asshole.
So because the flight was delayed today or something.
I took the United earphones.
And can we put them in the prize bag?
What's that?
Can we put them in the prize bag?
Yeah, we're going to put them in the prize bag. And in addition to a pinata with a lucky holiday. Shut up for a second and let me finish. Along with a lucky holiday $2 bill sticking out of the ass of a miniature pinata. This is the Whatever Fest. This is not the concrete name of a fest. This is whatever, man. This is Whatever Fest. Tuck the ruckus. Let's have some more marijuana.
All right, so bring me the items for the bag, please.
I absolutely did not forget a prize. So somebody's winning a free pass to Whatever Fest that you're already at. Yeah.
From downtown.
Maybe you have a friend that couldn't afford a ticket or something. There you go. Where? I got a plus one, and nobody I know wanted to come to Houston.
Maybe you have a friend who has a... Maybe you have a friend who has a hideous scar around their wrist, and they would love some way to sort of...
Yeah, they're a cutter, and now they can hide their shame.
Yeah!
Dude, maybe I feel bad.
Maybe you have a friend who's a cutter. Whatever Fest, 2015.
Dude, I feel bad. If you had an extra, you could have given that shit to Donnie, because I'm not fucking bringing it.
He's not selling merch? Donnie's not selling merch in the back?
Nope. I put it up. Donnie's on yard duty this week.
Are you guys, would you say you're close brothers, like you're close friends, or you don't
get
along?
Yeah, it's like 2.5 years, 3 years apart. That's about it. I mean, yeah, he lives above my garage with Jenny. Other than that, that's about as close as it gets. I told him, I'm like, you're on Blue Bloods. Tom Selleck is your new brother. Go be with him.
Mark, you're a good guy.
I'm a great fucking guy.
Hey, we've been friends for a long time.
This is a 2-day pass that Chris is putting in the bag, so maybe whoever wins today may have only bought a ticket for today, so you'll be able to come back tomorrow. So that's exciting. So far, it's an amazing bag, but I bet you Mark Wahlberg has the piece de resistance.
Fucking A right, I do, dude.
What are you going to add to the bag?
Well, other than the fact that you're all fucking welcome that I'm here... I'm about to change somebody's life right now, and I'm going to give you a book that helped me out when I was a little fucking kid fighting my way out of Dorchester. Pass this on to you.
When you were blinding Chinese immigrants?
That is not what happened. That dude lost his eye in Vietnam, and it fell out when he tried to fight me. That is not my problem. If you want, and you win this after I win, and you get this fucking book... I'll sign it for you. If you're a girl, I'll probably fuck you too. What? Kirk Cameron, dream guy.
Wow.
That fell out of his pocket backstage, and I have never been more embarrassed for a person. You can't explain that. Like, you ever have cocaine fall out of your pocket in the bar, and you're like, oh, whatever, that's fine. You can't explain away Kirk Cameron, dream guy.
This is some Kirk Cane right here. And you're helping me to do a plug because I'll be interrupting Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas at Cine Family in Los Angeles on December 16th.
Hey, okay. Some people are really supportive and aren't going to go to the show, but you're like, it's great. I'm sure it will be great. You're really like, I mean, Mark, you're almost identical to the guy that I did Transformers with. I mean,
dude, I am fucking identical to that guy. That wasn't CGI. Can I tell you a secret though, TJ?
Tell me.
I saw you backstage.
Mark, the last time you said, "Can I tell you a secret, TJ?" was the worst night of my life.
It's not true.
It's the worst night that I can never talk about of my life.
I know. Because I walked up to you and I said, "It's real." No, okay. Really, up until about 20 minutes ago, because I saw Transformers 4 when we were done, and up until about 20 minutes ago, I thought you were dead, dude.
Oh, you? No, that's just in the. That's
no
just in
shit,
the movie,
but I was fucking worried. I'm like, fucking TJ's gone. They're like, yeah, he's really gone. And then I bought it until I saw you today.
I mean, you can call. You could have called or asked anybody.
Nope. In my book, when you're dead, I'm done with you.
You know, you have said that for a long time. Yeah. Since I've known you, Mark Wahlberg, so I was like, if you're dead, I don't know you. So he won't even talk about Ronald Reagan. Anyway, sorry, Doug.
I don't know who that is.
All right.
Oh, shit.
I did a fun thing today on Twitter. Fun for me, anyway. Sometime this weekend, I'm going to see Bridge of Spies or By the Sea, and I did a poll on Twitter, which movie is less boring? And at 786 votes so far, Bridge of Spies is winning at 68%.
It's
less boring than By the Sea.
Yes.
Bridge of Spies
is good.
Bridge of Spies? That's the movie with the dude from The Burbs?
Yeah. Yeah, Tom Hanks is in that.
I don't know his fucking name, but he crushes The Burbs.
He did crush The Burbs.
So fucking good, dude.
Mark is on record.
Prison Buddies, man.
Yeah, The Burbs is Mark Wahlberg's favorite movie.
Oh my God, when he's like, it was us, Art! Art, it was us! And those little fucking German dudes got blown up. I fucking love that movie.
All right.
I saw Bridge of Spies. Did anyone see Bridge of Spies? Yes? No? Wow, so it did really well with the younger demographic. Everyone's like, Bridge of Spies, whatever.
Now, this is the kind of crowd that wouldn't want to sit in a warm theater when a cold tent is an option.
Yeah, right, exactly. I thought it was very good, but By the Sea, just by the trailer, I will not see it. Because you're like, when does the lonely fisherman go mad? And you're like, never, I'm never going to see any of that shit.
That's one of those movies where you're watching the trailer and it says Bridge of Spies at the end. You go, oh, yeah, I guess it could be called that. Yeah. Like it's you have no idea what the movie's going to be called. Yeah. And then when it says Bridge of Spies, you go, all right, I guess so.
But By the Sea, right, Angelina directed that, right?
So yeah.
That's some weird...
She wrote it, too.
Yeah, they're a couple, and he has to be like, that's great, Angie, I think this is a great script. And she's like, yes, it is. At one point, I'm like, the lonely fisherman. He goes into the sea. When will he go mad? And Brad's like, all right, I don't want to have another fight. So yeah, that's perfect. Okay, fine, whatever. The fucking tabloid, Sam, fucking the babysitter! I'll do your By the Sea... Yeah, I'll punch a mirror! It looks awful.
I'll punch anything.
TJ, can you give me a Houston yeah?
Houston, yeah! Hopefully that'll be at least two people's ringtones at some point in reality's future.
Can you imagine if you lived here and every time you got a call, you're out in public, is you screaming in their pocket?
Yeah, totally.
Houston, yeah!
What would be much scarier is if I made a device that was a small animatronic me, that people are like, wow, weird ringtone, and then you pull out a kind of a live mini version of me that's like, Houston, yeah! Houston, yeah! And they're like, oh, that's much weirder than a ringtone. That's what I would like.
Jesus. Sounds like a Tales from the Crypt episode. That's the scariest thing I've ever heard. A fucking possessed evil TJ Miller puppet.
Twilight Zone and Tales from the Crypt aren't talked about enough.
TJ, when can we see on the HBO more SV without the U? Silicon Valley. When's it coming back?
No. Hey, I'm not telling anybody when Silicon Valley premieres until I know how many people in this audience saw Goosebumps?
What's the connection?
What a bummer for Steven Spielberg that he's like, I did Bridge of Spies and nobody saw it. And Jack Black's like, did you see Goosebumps? And you guys are like, yeah! In April, right after Game of Thrones, will be the premiere of Silicon Valley Season 3. And let me put it this way. The gang gets into a few pickles this season. One or more that they can't get out of. Dinesh rapes Guilfoyle.
Is the title?
Let that one settle.
One
Let's see.
Episodes.
You guys are like, it's Texas. Come on. But We'll figure it out. I'm testing the waters for the show later.
Have you seen something, have you seen a movie more recently than Bridge of Spies, or is that your most recent movie experience?
I like Trainwreck. Can I tell a real quick story that really is for this? It's just a quick one. So I sold a movie called Ex-Criminals to DreamWorks, and I was in this show called Carpoolers a long, long time ago, and it was produced by DreamWorks. And so through that, I actually met Steven Spielberg once. And then I met him again at this weird situation, and then I saw him on the street another time. So I sort of, and he, his wife liked it. And so I after I was in Carpoolers in 2007, I started calling Steven Spielberg's office every month or two and being like, hey, it's TJ. I know Steven and I haven't been able to connect. I've been super busy. If just tell him, don't worry about it. No rush. No harm, no foul. Right? Am I right about that? And they're weird. The assistant has to be like, yeah, you're right about that. And I'm like, but tell him, we'll catch up. We'll get to it. And he, of course, never called back because it was just some joke that I kept calling him. Be like, I know he's trying to get a hold of me, but I've been in Europe for 3.5 days. Just shit like that. And he called me back the day after I called him on the announcement of the thing. So I talked to him, and what he said that I thought was amazing is he saw Trainwreck. Have you guys seen Trainwreck?
Yeah.
Wahlberg, what did you think of Trainwreck?
It's fucking great.
He's not talking about Unstoppable. He's talking about the comedy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that movie with Chris Pine and the dude from Glory.
You have a strange taste in early movies, it feels work.
Dude, once I see you in one thing, that's what I fucking latch on to. No, I fucking love Trainwreck. I thought it was great, dude.
I thought it was really, really good. And Spielberg was like, I love that movie. I thought it was amazing. So that's the most recent. Because then we had a poll. I'll ask this, Doug, and everybody in here. What's the last studio comedy that you've seen that was really, really funny? Take Trainwreck out of that equation. Go.
I have to answer that right now?
Yeah. Or anybody can.
The last studio.
What is it?
Neighbors. We got a Neighbors.
Neighbors.
Over here. That's
yeah,
pretty good.
But was that one that you're like, yeah, like The Hangover, or when you saw Neighbors, were you like, that was good? What is
it? I don't
it?
Know. I was just wondering what the last movie you saw was. I didn't know we were going to go off in this.
Well,
pull
okay.
A big tent full of people to each yell out a name of a movie.
Guys, I was just trying to see if anybody would yell Interview, and then we slit your throat right then and there. That was
I like
the joke.
The Interview.
That's the joke.
What's the last movie you saw, Mark?
Dude, I just fucking saw Spotlight. Yeah. Who knew writing about shit could be so fucking awesome, dude? That
what
movie
are you talking
was fucking
about?
Great.
It's about priests
no, but just
raping.
The pace of writing a fucking story. They made it fucking great. And it's a great fucking movie. And people in Boston, you know who you are. You should be ashamed of your fucking selves.
See, I don't think most people know what Spotlight is even about.
No.
It's not titled
it's about
very
the Boston,
well.
It's about
it should
the Boston
be called
Herald.
Stop the Priest Rapists.
Fucking A right it should, dude. No, it's about how the Boston Globe broke the story about all those motherfucking priests doing shit to kids. And then they tore that motherfucker down from the inside. And
yeah,
that's
they
the way
didn't
it should
actually,
happen, motherfucker.
They actually didn't, though. They're still... The Catholic Church is doing just fine. They didn't tear nothing down. They're like, oh, keep fucking kids. It's fine.
That's a really good point, though. It's called Spotlight. It should be called Spotlight on Priest Rape or anything that has any semblance. But they're just like, Spotlight, come and see what it's about.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like about show business or something.
Well, personally, I thought it should have been about like this guy from South Boston who becomes a cop. And then like he has to save his brother. And then, like, his brother gets kidnapped, so he gets back into the game after not wanting to do it anymore. And then he walks into a room, and there's a priest touching a kid, and he kills that motherfucker.
I saw that. It was called The Happening, Mark. You were in that.
What, The Happening?
You're
in that film.
The Happening
was great, dude. I played a math teacher.
Yeah, you breathed very heavy in that, by the way. There's a lot of heavy breathing work in that.
There's a lot going on, dude. I had to talk to a fucking plant for 10 minutes.
I saw Spectre. Did you see Spectre, Doug?
I just wanted the one answer earlier.
Well, it's the one time I'm on a year, so I thought I'd... Anyway, I'll keep it quiet for the
Tell rest. Us about every movie you've seen, TJ.
TJ, you see The Brave Little Toaster?
That's my favorite animated film.
It's a fucking great movie, dude.
That's a great fucking movie. What do you think about that, Doug? Brave Little Toaster.
I prefer Iron Giant.
Yeah.
You might as well have said Rocketeer, you piece of shit.
No. Never,
I also
never.
Prefer Big Hero 6.
That's as good of a movie as Brave Little Toaster, right? Brave Little Six Hero Toaster.
A guy just yelled out, I think he yelled out, invisible sandwich. I don't know what that means to any of us. Chris, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw Hunger Games Mockingjay 2.
You saw it already?
Yeah, what'd you think?
It's my birthday. I saw it for my birthday.
Oh, what a treat like for yourself.
Like a 38-year-old man should. I saw Hunger Games on my birthday.
We're going out tonight.
Yeah. Me and a lady.
It is going down.
It was pretty good. They handle the Philip Seymour Hoffman thing weird. Like,
why? What's up with him?
Oh, he's all right.
Hey, once you're dead, I forget about you.
Somebody was saying that like they should have just replaced him with like an equally good like Daniel Day-Lewis or somebody. And I was like, no, because then Daniel Day-Lewis would like, he'd have to do heroin to know what heroin was like. He'd have to, you know what I mean? Like, he'd have to actually die because he's that method. No, it was good. I kind of wanted them to just do like Furious 7's exact ending. And then Philip Seymour Hoffman drives up in a Honda CRX. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And then I cry at Furious 7 because that movie really touched me emotionally.
That's the music. Oh, I like that.
I like that too. Now's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. Uh-oh. People brought name tags,
Shout
you guys.
Dr. Ruckus.
You need to go pick your down, name tags. And while you do that, we'll do
Big
this.
Will
we'll be
seven.
Right back.
Not another tuna movie.
Thanksgiving weekend means a lot of things. Turkey dinner, Black Friday sales, and sold out movies at the theater. Buy your guaranteed movie tickets in advance now with Fandango. It's the stress-free way to see the movies you want to see this Thanksgiving and always. Fandango is the best way to make sure you have your tickets for must-see blockbusters or any movie you want to see. The Night Before just came out, starring past and future Doug Loves Movies guest Seth Rogen, and it looks great. Don't risk your movie night by showing up at the theater and hoping you can get tickets. Fandango is the easiest way to get all your guaranteed movie tickets in advance. Just choose your theater and showtime, and your tickets are guaranteed, so you won't get sold out. As a Fandango VIP, refunds and exchanges are easy, right from the app or at Fandango.com. I know I love Fandango.com. So easy to use. Use Fandango to get tickets in advance for the night before today or any movie you want to see. Download the Fandango app or go online to Fandango.com. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right. All right, we're back.
That's a good one, though.
All right, we're back. We were in commercial all that time, TJ. Who are you playing for?
I am playing for, because it's timely, I have the hat on for Daredevil. Right, which is a reference. You're making fun of Daredevil because Deadpool does that. So, Jared.
All right, great job.
Thanks for having me, Doug. I always feel comfortable.
Who are you playing for, Mark?
Playing for a fucking dragon, dude.
Oh. Why didn't, TJ, why didn't you notice this sign? That's you're in that movie, TJ.
Oh, he's
you know
not,
what? I gotta be
show.
Honest, Doug. I'm so high that I thought this was Deadpool. But it's a play on Daredevil. I saw this. I'm like, that's timely. I'm wearing a Deadpool hat, and now I'm playing for the asshole that did a Photoshop on a fucking Daredevil poster and taped it, no, hot glued it to a party straw. You know what?
Dude, it's gonna be okay, dude. TJ, it's gonna be all right.
It's goddamn it. Every day has been another day that sinks lower than the day that I did Yogi Bear 3D. That was the best time of my life, and now look at me. Sitting next to you, you piece of shit.
What you didn't, fucking don't you fucking say that
me.
To me.
You didn't protect
dude,
me.
Dude, I'm here for you. I fucking care about you.
You
dude.
Didn't help me.
Dude,
you
I
left
was
me
here.
Alone. I was crying in a barn in Texas, Mark. Because I was so sad that I couldn't figure out the eye line for Optimus Prime, and you didn't help me at all.
What do you want me to do, TJ? I want you to live. You gotta fucking get yourself together and say, you know what? Look good, feel good.
I am taking his GNC supplements. I am taking Merck's.
There you go. You
and I only drink Aqua Hydrate.
There you go, dude. All right.
That's so tight. Short answer, Mark's playing for Justin. And who are you playing for, Chris?
I'm playing for Sleepaway Del Camp. Is your name, what's your name? Del Camp. That's your first name? Ah. All right, that seems crazy. He covered up the dick on the little girl, which is nice, but spoilers for a movie from 1983. But Sleepaway Del Camp.
All right, good luck to all the people whose name tags got selected. Apologies to people who put a lot of effort into theirs and didn't get picked. Where's the guy that was holding up the napkin he wrote something on? Where'd he go? He disappeared. He kept holding it up in my face like I pick a name tag. But I did pick one because not only is this an awesome name tag, it's the Star Wars poster, episode 4, and it's Anne, because her name is Anne, New Hope.
Yeah!
And it's on a box of fucking Shipley donuts.
Yeah!
Are there donuts in there?
And our friend of the show, Will Leonard, is right there with the Amy Adams poster. So, gentlemen, pass these down, please. We'll take turns throwing donuts at Amy Adams' face.
From the 8-point line. We got to save one
don't,
of these.
Don't, we keep hitting Will in the face,
Will Leonard
not Will's face. Hit Amy Adams' face. Yeah, block yourself.
I used to love you. I used to love you in Poison Ivy 2. And then you got all fucking uppity, and you became in David O. Russell movies. Well, fuck you, Amy. Fuck you.
You know what? I think you're a pretty great actress.
Oh, my God!
I am so sorry. What happened? Did it hit you or no? I am so sorry.
Dude, you just crazed him.
My father never taught me how to throw. My father said to me, son, look where you want the donut to go and throw it the opposite direction. He also said, I hate you and you'll never be nothing good.
For the listener at home, TJ just assaulted somebody. And I
don't apologize.
And I just apologize. Put something on Amy's face for the second time.
From the 3-point line.
Who wants a donut in the back? Yeah, hold those hands up and block your faces.
Nice fucking throw, and he snagged
donut
it.
Donut in the back.
One hand snag. He fucking snagged that shit.
Thanks to Ann and to Shipley's.
Thank you, Ann.
Let's play some games. We're going to start off with one called Cable Billing. Cable Billing. This, of course, is just between the three guys on stage. Please don't yell out answers or try to help in any way. TJ?
Doug,
you might be new to this game. Oh, what's happening?
I'm giving my last lucky holiday $2 bill to the woman that I just assaulted with a donut.
It was a man? A woman?
I'm from Colorado, and we don't take kindly to Texans, but I'm in your... Here, come. I'm in your hometown. I'm sorry I threw a donut at you. This is a lucky $2 bill. Spend it on something that you love.
TJ.
Spend it on something that you love that costs $2.
Yeah, no shit. TJ.
No, you put it towards something great, like a $4 Wendy's meal.
Dude, how many $2 bills do you have in your wallet? You're like the single uncle everybody has. I got a fucking $2 bill for you, dude.
Everybody's got a single uncle. That's what my uncle used to say. He was really down on himself. Coincidentally, he was a cutter.
Are you ready for this game?
Yeah!
All right, TJ. You haven't played this one before, so I'm going to explain it to you real quick.
No, that's okay. I'll get it.
You know how cable companies, when they list a movie, sometimes it's crazy the two actors they choose to name as being in the movie. They often don't pick the leads.
Yeah.
I'm going to read a real one from my cable company. And you guys,
this
first person
game.
To say the name of the movie out loud in their microphone wins the game.
It's a great game.
Yeah, so you got to be fast. You got to be ready. These guys are good. What movie on my cable company had the listing of these two names? Eric Bana and Ben Foster.
Sliver. Sorry.
It's a good guess. Eric Bana.
Hannah? Funny people.
And Ben Foster.
The assassination of Jesse James by the coward, the little fellow that is the brother of the Ben Affleck.
True Grit.
Is that it?
No. Alpha Dog.
No.
Why do I know so many Ben Foster
movies? Decidedly out of fucking Eric Bana movies, I'll tell you that much.
Eric Bana and Ben Foster were
Fedora
in this
County.
Movie.
Hulk?
What?
The Incredible Hulk?
No.
No.
That one was just called Hulk, if you're
That's
talking about
first.
Eric Bana.
Old Country for Young Men.
Old Country Buffet.
Old Country, that's it.
Old he Dogs it. For Young Men Country.
Who is Ben Foster?
Yeah, he's the guy.
He often plays bad guys.
The mechanic.
He's often a villainous character.
Oh, Lone Survivor. Lone Survivor.
Lone Survivor is correct. Starring Mark Wahlberg.
Mark, you've done a lot of movies, buddy. I get it, buddy. You've done a lot of movies.
I usually don't pay attention to who else is in them, though. Except for you, dude. And I'm fucking terrified when you die.
Fuck yeah.
All right, so TJ won the first game. That means you get to go first in our next game.
Yeah, I'm playing for Jeer Deadpool, you piece of shit. This fucking city. You'll hear more about that tonight, Doug.
What's going to happen tonight?
I am so pissed at Pete Holmes. We'll talk about it later. Bastard stole my fucking garage key.
Dude.
I thought we were going to talk about it later.
No, that was a
you
separate
pretty
thought.
Much told
I'm talking
us the
about,
whole story.
I'm not talking about Pete Holmes. I was starting a whole different story.
Who stole your garage key?
This motherfucker.
Was it Pete Holmes?
No, different guy.
All right, let's play Last Man Stanton. We played this last night on stage inside at Warehouse Live and had a really good time with a drunk guy. He was delightful. And there's somebody in the audience who had a suggestion for a starter name for this game. And that person that I saw on Twitter is WickedD365.
Whoa, Wicked Dick. 365 days a year.
All the time, Wicked Dick.
Never touched, never used, always wicked.
The wickedest of all dicks is in the audience today.
Closed for business all year.
Is he from Boston, Mark? Is it a Wicked Dick? Ah! That was terrible. That joke did not land at all.
But also, the accent I thought was better Bostonian than any I've ever heard. To me, people from Boston do sound like that. It's a Wicked Dick. Ah!
You yell.
They are. They're just screaming at each other. They're either yelling or being racist.
Yeah, that's they're yelling Boston. The N-word mostly, but they yell a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
All right.
He won't even touch it.
So our friend Wicked Dick is going to suggest an actor or an actress with a large body of work. And then we're going to take turns, starting with TJ, and then we'll go to Mark and Chris and me. We're going to take turns naming movies that person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out. You understand, TJ?
Yeah, yeah.
I've never had a guest pump the name tag as much as you.
Yeah.
You're very enthusiastic about playing for this guy.
You've never had a guest who assaulted someone with a donut.
That is not true.
That happens pretty much every episode.
That's fairly regular.
It's usually not. They usually see it coming, though.
You know, this podcast is the reason that Michael Bay and I have a tenuous relationship. Do you know that?
I believe you came on the show and said some things.
I didn't say anything. I told a story that was very funny that I thought he would think was funny, too, and he did not. And it's a sad thing, but your podcast has the power to keep a young boy out of a franchise.
Your character died in the last one. Well, how could you possibly...
You're right. The logic of the Transformers is always right on in the sense that I could come back as a Transformer. Let's just move on. Mark, give me a call.
We're not moving on. I'm calling
Bay. I paid for lunch last time. No, pay this time.
I'm calling Bay right now. TJ's back in. Done. You're fucking in, bro.
Wow, all
That's
right.
That's how it works.
Okay, all right.
For the listener at home.
Is that easy? That's the power of your podcast.
You didn't even have to say hello.
That's the power of your podcast.
Yeah,
it's
a powerful podcast.
Bay answers the phone ready to go when I fucking call.
But if we do this next year, there should be more chairs. I feel bad for all the people who are standing. You know what? I'm going to stand.
Let's all stand.
That makes one of us. I'm not...
You don't all have to, but I'm going to.
Nah. I don't give a fuck about y'all.
I'll stand.
Fuck it. Let's do sit-ups.
Oh, really, dicks? All right.
Oh,
fuck you guys.
Shit.
My man with the red beard. No hair in the way back. I'm standing for you. Come on in.
I'm going to go fucking one arm. I'm going fucking one arm.
This got so weird so quickly.
Y'all do sit-ups.
Houston, why is this
happening?
I'm
going to do some sit-downs.
Benson
All right,
and Wahlberg
I feel good. I feel
just
pumped.
Pressing it.
All right, Wicked D, are you ready? There he is. Who do you got for us? Scarlett Johansson, gentlemen. Here we go. Start us off, TJ. Any Scarlett Johansson movie? Don't yell him out in the tent, please. It's just between us.
Who?
To the death.
Who? Her?
Yes. She is in the film called Her. Good job.
Let's get it done, motherfuckers.
What do you got, Mark Wahlberg?
The Avengers, Age of Ultron.
Rad.
Good one. Chris Cubis.
The Avengers.
Good job. I'll go with Ghost World.
Perdido en translación.
Oh, sorry.
What?
Was that answer lost in translation?
Oh, he did it again. TJ likes to have fun.
I came to Houston to do what they brought me here.
To do.
All right.
I'm out of movies, by the way, so the next one.
You're out? Really?
Don't be mean to me, Doug. Not on this podcast.
Sorry. Mark?
Lucy.
What?
Lucy.
Oh, yeah, Lucy.
I thought you said pussy, Mark. And I would have believed that as an answer also.
Chef?
Oh, yeah, she was a chef.
That had
right.
a weird response from everyone. I've heard of it. What?
I'm thinking about getting a personal chef because I'm not getting enough iron, man.
Oh, she's only in Iron Man 2.
She's in
saying.
2? I didn't finish yet. I wasn't finished.
Nice try. Doug's out.
She wasn't in the first one at all? Black Widow, damn it. I got so cocky. All right, TJ. There's one movie on the table that you could just grab.
No, I know. I mean, now I'm in trouble. I really am. I mean, this is the end of the game. This is match point, but I think that...
Ah, match point.
Look. Here's the... Can I ruin it by doing a second pun, or let's keep the game going?
Mm. We can keep the game going, but have a good set tonight.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Mark?
Iron Man 3?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a question.
Captain America, the Winter Soldier?
Oh! Of course.
Boom, 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 boom! Boom, shakalaka!
What was that for?
Sure.
It was a nice answer. He got one.
Yeah. I got a little fucking bumba clock off that.
He won that round.
All right, but you're next, TJ.
You know, you always want two, but you should stick with one because there's enough sweetness. Here's the scoop.
Scoop. Wow. Long way to go.
So funny. I'm the only one that's like, was she an Iron Man? Just at home jacking off to the Criterion Collection, you piece of shit, TJ.
Mark.
Fuck movie were you in, Scarlett?
What?
Dude, I'm out.
He's out.
You're out?
Yeah, dude.
All right. You never worked with her?
I mean, no, not on film.
Oh. Okay. What do you got, Chris?
Eight-legged freaks.
Yeah.
No.
A young. Young Scarlett.
Later in my set, I'll talk about why that's wrong to do. Shit.
Shh. Don't yell out answers, lady. You don't understand what's happening. We'll throw a donut at you.
Doug, she was like, help, I'm being attacked.
Oh, no.
Well, shush, we're taping a podcast. Priorities.
We're taping a podcast. Don't disrupt the tape.
Yeah, come on, you guys, be quiet. Don't laugh or applaud either.
Well, what do we think?
Just stand there silently. What do you got, TJ?
Do you have one or no?
I'm out. I was out at Iron Man.
And what was yours? Eight-legged freaks.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's another Woody. Woody Allen was obsessed and likely having sex with her for a while. But it's like Match Point, Scoop, and then what other monstrosity did he make?
I think she was in one. Well, I won't say because I don't want to help anybody.
That was it.
I would like to.
That was it. Woody Allen's Jaeger bombs.
Yep, that's my answer. Jaeger bombs.
Some biopic about the inventor of Jaeger bombs. It's a sad date rapist at a fraternity house.
I like that girl yelled out, yeah, that was me. As though she said to her friend, hey, I'm going to prove I'm the fucking dipshit that yelled out during the... I need to make sure that they know I'm the one who yelled when I shouldn't have yelled.
God, it's so frustrating. I don't mean to be mean to her, but I can't think of the name of the movie. But all I can think of is how she, like, tucks her hair behind her ear. And it's just the image that's playing over and over. That's her acting thing. And she's like, yeah. I'm out.
I can't remember what movie that was?
No, because it's all of them.
Do you have another one, Chris?
Nope.
What was the Coen Brothers one? The man who...
The man who wasn't there? No.
Who wasn't there?
I think so.
Yeah, she's in that.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm out.
God damn it.
She's in The Nanny Diaries, of course.
Oh, of course. Masturbated to that.
What else did we miss, you guys?
What is that?
The girl with the pearl earring. The Prestige?
The Prestige? You're ejected from the festival, sir. If you've seen The Prestige, you're ejected from the festival. Police, escort him away. He paid to see The Prestige.
He's just not that into you, The Island.
Zodiac?
She's in Zodiac?
Zodiac?
That was the one I was thinking of because it's the scene where, like, they reveal that he killed all those people and she's like...
Oh, I thought of another one, The Island.
Oh, yeah. Your buddy.
Who's that?
Michael Bay, right?
Yeah, another Michael Bay movie. Don John.
Motherfucker!
So Don John.
And in that one, she was like, yeah. It's like a Jersey version of pushing the hair back. I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it. Just hit record. Just keep living. Hit record.
All right. Well, we did a good job with Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
We worked her over pretty nicely.
That was it, though. Don John was the recent one.
Congratulations, gentlemen. We all really took on Scarlett Johansson.
We know her body of work pretty well. You and I especially. We've seen quite a bit.
Well, we're fans.
Hey, we're fans.
Yeah, so Chris was officially the winner of that one, so he gets to go first in the next game. Let's see how we're doing on time. You guys, can you hang for another, like, half an hour, 40 minutes? All right, here's a game I only play with the best players because it's too difficult for people to follow. Let's play Build a Title.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's where we start with a title. Just keep adding titles. And Chris gets to start us off. And I thought it'd be fun to use a Mark Wahlberg title.
Fuck yeah,
today. So, Chris, build on the title.
Four Brothers.
Of the movie.
Two Guns.
Fear. Fear, where what happened in that movie, Mark?
What happened in that movie? I changed Ruth Witherspoon's world for the rest of her fucking life.
Yeah, I was looking for a more specific thing that you did to her.
Oh, I went on a roller coaster.
Oh, yeah, and what'd you do to her on the roller coaster?
You gave her a little, one of these. You gave her...
Yeah, I went finger digging in a flesh canal.
I didn't expect you to be so crude about it.
I love that about Mark, though. He fingers with abandon.
All right, Chris.
And then I beat up the dude.
You need a movie. You need a movie that ends in fear or begins with fear.
Cape Fear.
Cape Fear. I love it.
Shit.
Excellent job. So now, Mark Wahlberg, you need a movie that ends in cape or begins with fear. Somebody in the audience is saying a title out loud. Please stop doing that.
Don't be that person.
Don't stop being that person. It's bad. No one asked you.
Yeah, what did he say?
He said a real title.
He said the title, I swear to God, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Cape Fear and Loathing.
You need the whole title,
in Las Vegas.
Okay, Cape Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. There you go. So now TJ Miller needs a movie that starts with Vegas or ends with cape.
You know what? There isn't one, unless there's a movie called Vegas.
Cape Fear,
which there is,
and Loathing in Las Vegas.
I got one for each.
Yeah.
No, Vegas.
Huh?
Has to start with Vegas, right?
Yeah. Or end in cape.
Yeah, the movie Vegas.
That doesn't work.
There's a TV show called Vegas.
Yeah, there's also a movie.
What, like with Elvis or something?
Yeah.
Now we're gonna play a game called Build a Title, where you have to add more words. You can't just repeat the last word. There's probably also a movie just called Cape.
All right, either first one Vegas or last one cape.
Yeah. I told you this is a tricky game.
It is. Quiet. But thank you for your support.
She's just supporting you, yeah. You're the best team. Shut the hell up. You got anything?
It has to end in cape. I don't think I have anything.
Or, you know, cape has to be the last part of a word.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The great caper.
No, last part. Also, what is that movie?
It's the greatest caper movie of all. Jesus.
The Great Muppet Caper? Is that
God, what hey, use Netflix for once.
All right, so TJ's out.
I am out.
We move on to Mark. Wait, which way were we going?
Yeah, it's...
Chris. Sorry, Chris.
It's me?
Yeah.
Cape Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas Vacation.
Yeah.
Vegas Vacation. You fucked me again, Vacation.
Wait, when did Vacation fuck you before?
European.
All right, so we're on to Mark Wahlberg. You need something that begins with cape or ends with, begins with vacation or ends with cape.
Cape Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas Vacation Golden Pond.
Sean Golden Pond?
Vacation Golden Pond. Vacation Golden Pond.
Sean Golden Pond?
Vacation Golden Pond.
Fuck all of you.
If anyone can do it, Mark Wahlberg
I'll go the other
could.
Way if you want, dude. I don't give a fuck.
I can't really let that one go because...
Vacation Golden Pond.
Who says they're going on a vacation?
Vacation. Vacation Golden Pond.
If but the movie, who says un-golden pond?
If he could do that, I was going to do Vegas Boot. Das Boot? No?
No, that's even worse than his.
Yeah, it is.
Chris, do you have anything to add?
I will add.
No, I do.
Oh, okay.
What?
Yeah, I can keep fucking going if you don't allow that.
No, that's a wrong answer. So we just, you're out.
So you're out. I got a blocker on the Cape Fear. The Cape.
The Cape. We don't really like.
Okay, well then I got no escape fear in Los
Angeles.
Yes,
no escape.
I could have done that. I didn't. Okay.
Fear and loathing in Las Vegas vacation.
I'm sorry, Jared. I'm sorry.
These games don't count. You're fine.
Well, now that you understand, let's bring you back in. Give us one that ends with no or begins with vacation.
Vacation Golden Pond.
That'd be really fucked up if I accepted it now.
I got it. Cape Pond, Golden Pond. Yeah? Am I winning, Doug?
You're getting worse at this game.
I got it. The Island with Scarlett Johansson.
The Scarlett Johansson, Golden Pond.
Yeah!
Do you have one more, Chris?
Vegas, so what was it? No escape, fear, and loathing in Las Vegas. Vacation stoppable.
Shunstoppable?
On. Vacation.
I like it.
Can I give you my other one now?
I like it. What?
Can I give you the one I would have fucking done if you didn't like that one?
Okay.
Can I do one?
Cape Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Vacation of the Dead.
How about...
That's the same problem.
Who says
vacation?
Vacation of the Dead.
It's not named Shun of the Dead.
Cape Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Spotlight on priest rapists. Does that count?
No, let me check. Nope.
There's it. It just says right there. If TJ asks anything, say nope. Check. Nope.
Can you add anything to Unstoppable?
Unstoppable?
Yeah.
Unstoppable and Kane?
So the answer is no, you can't add anything to
Unstoppable? So the answer is yes, you haven't read the Bible.
Vegas Vacation Unstoppable-y.
Unstoppable, Durham.
Unstoppable-y?
Unstoppable.
Yeah, bully, that's right.
Unstoppable-y.
Unstoppable,
I like it.
Durham.
Unstoppable Bull Durham. Durham. That's good.
Bull Durham.
I could do this all fucking day.
You guys are missing a good one on the other end, though. Doctor No Escape.
Yeah. Which I said 10
Love
minutes ago.
Love Doctor No Escape. Love Doctor?
Love Doctor.
What was Love Doctor?
A movie.
Mike Myers, right?
That was Love Guru.
That was Love Guru. Yeah, never mind.
I love that moment, Chris.
For the listener at
home, I can't help you. If it's not Love Guru, I can't help you, buddy.
That's the only movie I know.
For the listener at home, we have derailed.
Also,
it's going fine. Also, you can't see it, but two people went into a porta potty 25 minutes ago and they haven't come out.
How do you know they haven't come out? I like looking over to like the beer area over there and just how casually people are not paying any attention to what we're doing.
It's a little bit of that. It's really going down the waffle.
The porta potty people are waving.
Hey, porta potty!
How many of you guys are going to do something dirty in there?
Yeah.
That includes going to the bathroom. Who's going to take a shit?
No.
Oh, two
that
dudes.
That guy is dying to take a shit. Let him to the front of the line. He's got to go bad, ladies.
I think
the ladies are probably just going in there to fix their makeup.
In the
dirty
porta potty with no mirrors.
Look, I gotta go
somewhere that smells terrible and put my makeup back on.
I gotta go smell the smell of human waste and fix my eyeliner immediately. Any girl that would do anything cool and sexy in a porta potty is pretty down chick.
Fucking A, dude.
You know, right, Mark? Don't you think?
I fucking completely agree with that.
You ever done anything dirty in a porta potty? You ever hooked up, had sex in a porta potty?
Oh, yeah. Lilith Fair, 1997. Me and Lucy Lawless got fucking weird.
Whoa.
At a porta potty.
Xena, the warrior princess?
Why? Yeah.
Lucy Lawless. At Lilith
Fair. Xena, the warrior
princess. Was she in a band? I don't remember.
She was just fucking hanging out. I was there opening up for the Counting Crows. It was a big, bad booking incident.
Wait, Marky Mark and the Counting Crows were on a Lilith Fair show?
Dude, it was a big... The one time I let Donnie fucking schedule shit.
You have a contentious relationship.
I'm up there fucking singing out a parking lot and shit. It was fucking crazy, dude.
Let's play Reverse Malton, you guys.
Woo!
I'm bad at regular Malton, so maybe Reverse Malton will be great.
I think you're going to be terrific at it and fun to watch even if you're not. And it smells great in this tent, by the way.
Yeah. Word.
Yeah, word to everybody that's making that smell happen.
Find us after the show.
It's like it's almost like a weed that smells blocking us from having to deal with the porta potty.
From
smell.
All the, they're also blocking us from all those cops that are just looking into the tent right now.
No, shout out to
sorry, fellas.
Shout
don't
out.
Don't find me after the show. I apologize.
Shout out to Tuck the Ruckus.
Wouldn't that be funny if a cop just tapped you on the shoulder and went, I'm waiting for that apology.
I'll take you to jail. All right, but really though, they are here, so let's.
For real, shut up.
All right, well, let's play. So Chris Cubis won that last game.
I did.
Yeah, and we'll...
quite handedly, I might say.
Yeah, you did a great job. And we'll switch the order around, so we'll go to Mark second on this game. And Reverse Malton's just like the old Malton game, but instead you have to bid on how many names from a movie you think you can name. And Chris gets to pick between the first three movies, and then I'll tell you how many people... are listed in the cast by Leonard Maltin. You don't have to name them in order, but when it gets to you, you have to bid how many you think you can name. And how many people can you, or which one of these movies can you name the most people, Chris Cubis? The Natural, Field of Dreams, or Major League?
Ooh.
Ugh.
Shit, that's bad across the board. Major League.
Okay, Major League. Leonard lists... 10 names, 10 people from the motion picture, the original Major League from 1989. How many of those can you name for us, Chris Cubis?
I can name 3 names from
he
Major League.
He says he can name 3 names from Major League. TJ Miller, can you name more or do you challenge him to name 3?
I can do 4.
He says he can do 4.
I can definitely do 4. And I know he's got 3. You're not going to...
So, Mark...
That'd be crazy.
Can you go more than 4, Mark Wahlberg?
I can definitely name 4.
Do you know what this movie is?
Major League? It's a fucking great movie. It saved baseball.
Why,
It's a documentary about the Cleveland Indians.
You've never done a baseball movie, have you?
What's that?
You've never done a baseball movie.
No, but I've done a ton of movies where I beat people with bats.
That wasn't movies. Again, that was a Chinese immigrant in Boston.
First of all, he's Vietnamese. I'm not going to tell you this again. He lost his eye in the war, and it fell out when he tried to stop me from stealing an old glass bottle of Gatorade. Those were the best bottles. Can I do five?
Yeah.
Yes, I can do 5.
He says 5 names, Chris.
I gotta go name it because I can't name.
Yeah, Chris, get him.
All right, so if
go on then, Mark.
If Mark can name 5 names, he gets a point. If he can't, Chris gets a point. We're playing to 2 points.
For the record, when we started this, I thought I could only name two.
Did I get a point?
And then I used my Wahlberg power and upped that shit to five.
Let's hear it. Name five names.
Wesley Snipes, Tom Berenger, Charlie Sheen, Bob Uecker.
Wait, slow down a second. What the fuck?
You said go, bro, and I fucking go hard.
I hadn't even looked down yet, and you were screaming three names in. Say them again.
Wesley Snipes, Dennis Haysbert, Tom Berenger, Bob Uecker, and Charlie Sheen.
That's five names.
That's five names.
That's five names.
Wahlberg, 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 Wahlberg,
Dennis Haysbert. That's a good call.
Come on, feel it, feel it.
It's a happening.
It is fucking happening right now. It is.
M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
How about that Charlie Sheen news, just speaking to him? Isn't that crazy?
Somebody in the audience just
yelled out, AIDS! Couldn't be happier about it.
He doesn't have AIDS, and I'm going to say this. It's fucking real for a second. Charlie Sheen, I've met him a couple times. I've punched him four times. That's irrelevant. But I'm fucking proud of him for just going out and say it. Because anybody who tries to take money from you, you look at them and you go, you know what? Go fuck yourself. That's what I say to Donnie, and that's what he said to those girls who tried to fucking take money from him.
What?
Talk about the blackmailers. The fucking blackmailers. Fuck those people.
Okay.
I guess some people are going to try to get money out of Charlie Sheen. Like, he's paid off some people over the years.
Keep that quiet.
Yeah, got to keep it hush-hush. Like, it's just weird. Like, can you imagine being Charlie Sheen? Like, how do you break it to a woman that you're trying to get with that, you know, what do you say? I have major league AIDS.
If you're Charlie Sheen, you really don't ever break it to the woman.
And also, if you're going to fuck Charlie Sheen, like, just make the assumption.
Yeah, what are you doing? What would you even...
She wasn't like, first, let's exchange tests. No. She's doing coke in a hotel bathroom that he trapped her in, and now we're going to bang.
Is he also the only case in medical history that is a fit exactly 50-50% chance of contracting it from sex or intravenous drugs? I mean, that is a coin toss right there. That guy has shot more drugs and fucked more pussy than, well, Mark Wahlberg.
Allegedly.
You shoot drugs? You do needle drugs?
What's that? No, fuck that shit, dude. I don't do any of that. You know what I do? I do a drug called cardio.
That is true.
How many one-arm push-ups can you do?
Infinity.
Wait, infinity?
It's bigger than infinity. It's like...
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like, man, fuck infinity. That's how much it is.
Exactly what it is.
Infinity.
Yep.
All right, TJ, you were left out of that last skirmish. And, of course, Mark Wahlberg got a point for his troubles. And we're going to start with you on this next round. You get to pick between three films. Which one of these do you think you know more of the actors and actresses that are in it?
Doug, it's really been fun being on your show.
Why did you just throw that in there?
I'm just saying. Thank you for having me.
You could do that at the end.
Okay. I'll do it again at the end.
Okay. Hey, Doug. Doug?
Yes.
You're welcome for having me on your show.
I appreciate it.
Doug, thank you for having Mark on the show.
Here's your three
For the
films.
Listener at home, TJ knows what's up.
If you're listening at home, I'm very grateful to Doug.
Do you want those names now?
Sure.
Here we go.
Okay.
The names or the movie?
Three movies.
Okay.
TJ gets to pick one. Between The Paper, The Rock.
No.
Or Edward Scissorhands.
How could it have been? Can you give them to me again?
The Paper, starring... I shouldn't say that. The Rock, starring, I'm going to stop myself, or Edward Scissorhands.
How could it have been? The Rock.
You're going The Rock?
You're talking about the movie star, right?
Yes.
How many people have been in The Rock?
He's also not a movie star. He was a background actor on Pain and Gain. I'm the fucking movie star.
Well, but I thought...
Aren't you a producer on his TV show?
Yeah, I am, because he works for me.
All right, The Rock from 1996. Leonard lists a whopping 14 names. Yeah. How many of those do you think you can come up with, TJ?
One.
Solid opening bid.
Solid opening bid.
Hey, and let me put it this way. There is a chance that the cast of The Rock that I'm thinking of is actually the cast of Con Air. Go.
Who knows what's going to happen in Houston tonight, baby?
All right, so
it goes
to Chris now, yeah.
I got four. I got four on it.
He's going to put a four on it, Mark. How many can you do?
As much as I would love to say the words, I got five on it. I'm going to say name that movie, dude.
Oh, okay. Name those names, right?
Name those names.
You got to name four people.
Nicolas Cage.
Out of 14.
Sean Connery, Ed Harris, Tony Todd.
Tony Todd?
The black guy that played Candyman is in that motherfucker.
That's awesome.
Don't say his name three times. Or do. I'd kind of like to meet him. Say his name three times.
Well, damn it.
Tony Todd, Tony Todd, Tony Todd?
Nope.
Comedian Anthony Clark was in there. Bokeem Woodbine.
Yeah.
John C. McGinley.
Bokeem Woodbine, Joaquin Phoenix's second cousin. Did you know that, Bokeem?
That is absolutely not true.
Bokeem and Joaquin grew up together.
Oh, that's true.
Joaquin, hand in hand.
Who's the...
Oh, what? You guys going to boo that? I'm the boo king. I'm the king of boos. Fuck you. Spell it with a Z and meet me out back for a fist fight, you piece of
shit. Fuck yeah, dude. Let's fight people.
We're already outside and you want to meet out back?
Meet me inside. Let's finish this. We'll settle this indoors. Meet me at Sticky Chicken's food truck at 6:10 p.m. I'll be sleepy, but you'll be dead in 15 minutes. You human. Sorry. Sorry, Mark.
Oh, that was fucking great, dude. That's how you street talk a fight.
Chris Cubis has a point.
How do I come back to win this thing?
I'm sorry?
How do I come back to win this thing?
Still don't know what you're saying.
I want to come back and win this whole thing.
Oh, you might come back and win it.
Yeah, do I have a chance at winning this entire competition?
You do.
Great. Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on
the
podcast.
You're
welcome. Hey, Doug, thanks for having TJ on this podcast. It was fun.
Which one of these three movies could TJ Miller name the most actors and actresses from?
Mark Wahlberg.
I got to tell you the three movies first.
Okay.
And then it will go to Mark next. House Party, House Party 2, or House Party 3?
I mean, I'll kick it OG with House Party.
Okay, House Party from 1990.
House Party 3 was just all Gilbert Gottfried and Eugene Levy and CGI and fat suits. I'm really proud of that joke. Thank you, Chris. I'm really proud of that joke.
Oh, Eugene Levy really made a fucking career in the 90s of just being an uncomfortable white guy around black music. That was his whole thing. Just him and Queen Latifah in every fucking movie.
Excuse me. It's a little loud. For my taste, but I can booga sugar wooga when I need to.
Yeah.
And he awkwardly dances. And
then cabin patches, and it's like, oh, they've unity.
Everyone's like, that goddamn idiot. And then he gets his dick sucked later, probably. I write a lot of erotic fiction. Sorry, go ahead.
Seven names. How many of the seven stars of House Party can you name? You're going dose?
He's going dose, and I have a question about the two. Do you need the real name?
I need their given name.
No!
Good luck with that, brother.
Look, I think,
might be able to pull nobody knows Clay's name.
I think it's Steven.
Okay, hang on. We go to Mark Wahlberg now. How do you feel about House Party?
Fucking great movie, dude.
I could name so many people in this movie.
Leonard Maltin called it infectiously good-natured.
Good God, what does that mean? Everyone is like, this is really good-natured.
That's how I describe you, TJ. You're infectiously good-natured.
Then everyone you describe that to tells someone else, and it's, yeah.
You're so happy, it makes me sick.
See, I want to tell TJ to name it just so I can hear him say John Malkovich and Nick Cage. Still on that Con Air nut. So I'm going to do it.
Oh, man. I got name so it. Many.
We're going to three-way tie if he pulls it off.
That's pretty dope.
Name two people from House Party, TJ, and you brought this game to a very exciting three-way tie.
Now, let me ask you this. Is this the remake or the original of House Party?
I don't think there was a remake.
It's a 1939 original starring Cary Grant. As the uncle, later played by, I can't say, because he might be in this movie.
Oh, God damn it.
Well, yeah.
I know so many people
in this movie.
Name
two people from House Party.
Steve Martin and Queen Latifah.
God
I'm fucking
it.
With you. Kid and Play.
It's not bringing down the House Party.
I know. Kid and Play, but I have to get their real names?
No.
Oh.
Although, for the record, Doug, you guys just did a sweet reverse build a title that nobody gave you credit for.
We did. We reversed it.
So he can take Kid and Play?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Three-way tie.
I wanted him to say their real names, but
Christopher
I love
Reed
a three-way
tie. No one knows Play's name.
Yeah, Christopher Reeve and Christopher Martin.
There you go.
That's probably why
Martin
he went
Lawrence,
by Kid and Play, because they're friends.
Gina Campbell, John Witherspoon,
Bernie
Robin
Mac.
Harris,
wow.
George Clinton.
Yeah!
That movie's my Citizen Kane!
Okay, dude, let me ask you this, Chris.
Yeah.
Is that the one with Bernie Mac? Where he's the uncle?
Yeah. Well, he's not the uncle. He's like one of the party guests.
Best fucking motivation you ever need in your life is go watch that scene where he looks right at, is it Kid that he looks at? And he goes, if somebody don't like you for who you are, fuck them. Tell them to go fuck themselves if they don't like you for who you are. And everybody should be living by that. You're welcome.
Mic drop.
Dainty mic drop.
And Mark is out of the game because he's not picking his mic back up.
And Mark gingerly drops the microphone. I love that. Yeah, bitch.
These mics are expensive.
Fuck all of y'all.
It's the saddest one.
It's kind of nice to do, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You're right. It is fucking nice.
How come, you know, it's the new thing now is you just, you throw the microphone up instead of dropping it. You're like, yeah, bitch. Put down your pipe and figure out how it fit in a pipe that size.
I think you'd want to try to hit the ceiling with it so it'd still make a mic drop sound, but in the opposite direction. Don't do it now.
No, of course not. No. This guy, do it. It's an angle. It'll certainly hurt someone. Already a girl has a bruise from a donut, which I hate that you have to go to your friends and be like, he's not hitting me. I was at whatever fest. DLM.
So who challenged TJ to make that tie happen?
I did.
You did. All right. So Chris Cubis gets to go first in the tiebreaker round. This is going to decide who wins
for you,
the game.
Jared Deadpool.
Let's make it fast because I got to pee.
Hit it.
We still got a little
time
left. It'll
be cool
left.
To combine them.
Oh, that's all good.
Dare Deadpool.
Dare Deadpool. I dare you to see Deadpool.
I picked the movie.
Yeah.
Ahead of time.
Oh, boy.
For the tiebreaker.
Is it Hook?
This one's been loaded for a while.
Mark's got a point. Is it Hook?
Nope. This one's been loaded in for a while, and, you know, I don't know who the panelists are going to be, and sometimes things just come up by chance.
This House is Party 2. Yes!
God damn it, that's his Citizen Kane 2.
Nope. Not House Party 2.
A.K.A. Class 2.
Class Act.
Oh, Jesus, is
I'm
really?
Kidding, I'm kidding.
Doug, can I ask you?
Oh, that was going to make me laugh.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, please.
Do you want to do a line?
No.
Yeah? They do.
We'll do
All
it
right,
later.
All right, do one.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Look good, feel good.
You're not ready.
Where's your hand? It's between two pillows. Those aren't pillows. Those
planes,
are
trains, and automobiles.
It is planes, trains, and automobiles.
All right, now sit down. Good job. I picked the movie. And this, don't yell out, you guys. This is just between the people on stage. But Chris gets to go make the first bid. And then we go to Mark. And the movie is Glengarry Glen Ross.
Woo! All right. Hold the fuck on.
And Leonard lists 9 names. How many do you think you could name, Chris Cubis, for the possible win?
Hold the fuck on. Shut up.
This was my house party. And Citizen Kane was my Friday.
Kevin Spacey, Alec Baldwin.
He's figuring it out. He's doing the math.
I'm going to go 5 and see where we go from there.
All right. He's saying 5 out of 9, Mark Wahlberg. Think you could do more?
I'm trying to think right now, dude.
Chris, please don't look at your phone.
It's just Facebook.
I know.
Nobody's talking about fucking Glengarry Glen Ross on Facebook right now.
That would be weird.
It's not trending.
If there's just a list of cast members popped up on your Facebook.
Hey, somebody Facebook me the list of cast members from Glengarry Glen Ross real fast.
Can you do more than 5, Mark?
I know. I'm right. I'm right fucking out. I really think if we went with Hook, this could go a lot better.
You really like Hook.
Well, yeah. I just wanted to say Dante Bosco's name because he killed it as Rufio. You fucking know. You know.
Rufino is my anti-rape campaign.
He should do like a PSA like against Rufino.
Rufino.
He could be like, I want to talk to you about Rufino for 1 second.
Rufied Out Ho is a very good song by Big Crit.
Fuck, dude. What other white guy is in that movie?
All of them. Literally everyone.
Can you do more than 5?
No, dude.
All right, so Chris Cubis is 5. He's our winner today.
Alec Baldwin, Al Pacino, Jack Lemmon, Ed Harris, Kevin Spacey.
That's correct.
It's one of the Molinas, right? Who's the...
Can Mark think of one more?
If I could have, I would have fucking said 6, bro.
Yeah.
TJ?
Scarlett Johansson.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Ben Kingsley.
No, it's one of the Molinas. Isn't there a Molina in that movie?
Wow, that's where you all just know those 5 names.
Who's the sad sack?
Alan Arkin.
Alan Arkin, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, and Jonathan Pryce, Bruce Altman, and Jude Chicolella.
No one knows it. What? Stop making up names,
that's
Doug.
The couple that Jack Lemmon goes and tries to sell.
Patel. Yeah, fucking yeah. Patel.
You know, I could have done that if I would have had the leads. If I would have had the leads, I would have fucking been able to get that one, dude.
Well, that's great. Chris Cubis is our winner, you guys.
Woo! Whoa. Buck.
Where's the person you were playing for, Chris? Right there.
Okay, right up front.
Here you go, man. Congratulations.
Cheer a Deadpool.
You congratulations, Sean Golden Pond. Thanks, dude. It's got a shithead on the back. Good job. Oh, that's an interesting shithead.
I helped this guy out.
Oh. Yeah, that's a good one.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a good local reference.
Well,
I can't tell if Justin painted you or Will Wheaton on that fucking thing. Look at it.
It's got a Will Wheaton quality to it. It's true. But let's do some plugs. What do you got to plug, TJ?
I'm doing a tour leading up to an HBO special called Meticulously Ridiculous.
So fuck yeah, dude.
Nationwide. Go to tjmillerdoesnothaveawebsite.com for that and all other subsequent tour dates. Silicon Valley premiering season 3 in April. Daredevil. Deadpool. Bows February 12th. Which is very exciting. And Gore Burger, if you haven't seen it.
Gore Burger.
Google it, G-O-R Burger. Anybody seen Gore Burger? That's going to be a show on Comedy Central, so we're very excited about that. And I don't know. I had three kids in the last 18 months. All of them premature. Anyway, thanks. Okay, thank you guys so much for having me. Thank you guys so much. And I guess one more plug. Doug, here's a plug for Doug. He's the greatest guy ever. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for being here, TJ.
Thank you so much for having me, Doug.
Mark Wahlberg, what do you got to plug, buddy?
What's going on, dude? We're going to do a couple shows and fix this fucking world. December 8th, I'm going to be at UCB, 7 o'clock in Los Angeles. If you don't live there, congratulations. But if you do, come to that fucking show. And then, just announced, San Francisco Sketch Fest. The 22nd of January, I'm going to be up there doing that same exact show on Friday night with some great fucking people. And I hope you guys come check it out. Other than that, Doug, you're welcome. I'm a great fucking guy.
Nailed it. Thank you, Mark.
Ginger mic drop.
Thank you, gentle mic dropper.
I'm also in Chicago Sketch Fest, the group Heavyweight. We're doing it this year, January 1st.
That's too bad.
In 10 years.
No, can't. No more plugs.
You can cut it out.
Sorry, you're done.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you for having me.
You're done.
Thanks.
No more plugs for you.
Thank you.
I am also at SF Sketch Fest on the 22nd, doing a dozen at the Punchline, so come see that.
Oh, that's a tough choice people are going to have to make.
Nah, it's at different times, I'm sure. And then check out my podcast, Canceled. We do TV shows that only lasted a season. Not one person listens. Thank you very much. We're doing Lone Gunman right now, and we're following it up with Erie, Indiana. So that's going to be a good time. Check that out. And at midnight in January with you.
Yeah, I think we're going to be on the same episode.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I've created a monster, and now I have to fight it.
Kathleen McGee. Fuck her. Fuck Kathleen
I love it.
McGee.
Thanks to all of my guests for being here. And
God damn her.
I'm going to be at the Irvine Improv on Monday, December 28th. And little new thing I like to try to do on the show. Each of you guys think about it and tell me if you've got one. I like to do hashtags that describe something that happened during the episode. And I'll give you some examples I came up with. We could do hashtag donut assault. hashtag Uncle Cutter. Or, of course, hashtag gentle mic drop.
Or maybe hashtag perdido en translación.
What was that?
And nothing. It got lost in translation. Go ahead.
Oh, shit. Mark, do you have a hashtag for tonight's show?
Hashtag porta potty sex.
Oh, that's a good one. Hey. That's a really good one. What about you, Chris?
Hashtag house party.
What about it?
Hashtag it's my Citizen Kane. Yeah. It's too long for a hashtag.
No, is I it? Like that.
Hashtag house party is my Citizen Kane. Who's typing all that?
No, I love that. I love
HP
that.
HP is my CK.
Yeah. HP is my CK.
That'll work. All right. Thank you all very much for coming. Thank you, Whatever Fest. Thank you, Houston.
What up, Houston?
Thank you, Houston. Come back. I'll be here at 7 o'clock.
What? 7 o'clock.
Right here.
Blah, blah.
Hashtag donut assault.
And as always, Greg Abbott is a shithead. He sucks dick. Okay. Doesn't sound like such a bad guy. And no one is a shithead. Come on! Pray for peace, motherfuckers!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room.